I began building on the work of others, and there was a solid series of body inspections, dead bodies, who they look for signs of a violent death. The first series started in the 1660s, and it turned out to have a rather low figure, low homicide figure, while it should have been a little bit higher. Actually, the 18th century had a higher figure for homicide rates. Fortunately for my theory, I found out then that there was a kind of ordinance saying that a lot of surgeons would had inspected bodies unofficially and that they were forbidden to do so. So I had reason to assume that there was some underreporting in the 1660s. So basically for Amsterdam, I found the same trend that others first in England had found of a long-term decline since the Middle Ages. But it's not always such a neat decline. You always have temporary ups and downs, and I really had to conclude that from about the 1690s through the 1720s, there was an upsurge in homicide in Amsterdam, which I cannot really explain, although I do know that there was a great fashion for knife fighting at the time, which I don't know why this fashion for knife fighting there was, but of course the homicide rate and the fashion for knife fighting